Okay, so this is a blocked. Would you like to speak? I don't know who you are.
Hey, Bob. It's Bert.
Hey, Bert. Go ahead. Bert, you finally got time
to get in. You've been running around all over like a chicken with your head cut off. Hey, what you got hanging on today?
I want to talk about the Indian Point nuclear reactor. Was bird feces responsible for shutting that down?
No. It was some very mean people in Buchanan.
I'm very acquainted with the Indian Point nuclear reactor because Gary Null led the protests against that for years. He made a video about it. Did Gary influence the owners of the reactor, Ryan?
Yes. We have to be careful how we say yes.
But he's happy with the results. He's been trying to get that shit down for a long time.
Well, we aren't. We're just going to let the rest of the waste seep into your world, and don't worry about it. And if you want to doubt that, you can call him at 914-736-8000 and ask them how much radiation is coming out of their spent nuclear rods out of the bottom of their damn coals. Nuclear reactor.
Did he just give Gary Null's phone number or the nuclear reactor's number, Bert?
I don't know.
Whose number was that, Ion?
Well, you'll get it in 3.5 years.
I guess he's talking and claiming that Gary has a lot of nuclear pollution coming out of his office. Is that what you were saying?
Well, we're just going to have to go with two of the six operating nuclear sources.
What do you think of that, Carol?
Steve.
Just left the conference.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I don't know how to fix that.
And we're dumping all the radiation in the Hudson River. We're going to fix New York City one way or another.
Hey, Ion, a few weeks ago I heard you tell Dave Neufeld that the spider webs are made of lysine.
Yep.
Is it possible for lysine to emanate from the meat sack?
Yep. Well, once you get some right kind, it will, but you don't have the right kind yet. But hang on. It's coming.
Ion, will that come from the restructure or just the change in the environment?
Both.
The change related to the protein. Is that related to the renal pumps changing?
Yeah, but see, it's the AAA and the AAG.
AAA and the AAG.
When you start biosynthesizing protein. C6H14 into O2.
Thanks. 2 weeks ago, you mentioned strontium, that the new strontium.
And tritium.
Are the winds responsible for that change in the strontium?
The one responsible for the change in the strontium. Is there a question?
Are the winds responsible for the change in strontium?
No.
Is it the new environment that's changing the response to?
Well, we say yes, but then it's going to come back because sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
I was looking into strontium, and they're listing it as a source of bone health, along with boron and magnesium.
You have to talk to Dr. Dean about that.
Is there salt in two physical?
And it killed Tupac.
All right, he's taking the category two physical, and he's asking if there's salt in
two physical.
In the new category two physical.
Yes, and it killed Tupac.
Tupac Shakur? Are you saying
yeah.
He killed somebody?
Yeah.
But he died a while ago.
A while ago, yes.
Okay, they shot him. And Bob, you didn't shoot that one, though. They shot him, but you didn't shoot him.
Why do you bring up him? in relation to salt in the two physical?
Because it applies to the two physical.
There's a pun on two there, two-pack. See, you get that, Bert? He punned on the two physical, two-pack.
Yes.
Did everybody already got that? I'm a little late on picking that up.
Yeah.
Karen says I'm a little late. Try the question again there, Bert. Avoid the pun.
In the two physical ion, is there a chemical formula involving salt?
My mama always used to tell me, you can't find something to live for, you best find something to die for.
Is that a yes?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Ian, is the new environment changing the solar wind's effect on the Earth's magnetosphere?
Don't change on me. Don't extort me unless you intend to do it forever.
Ask if he'll tell you who he's quoting.
Can you give me the band or the person that that quote comes from?
I'll probably be punished for hard living.
Is that Eminem or Tupac? Or Bobby Darin?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yes, if you believe in God, believe in Death Row East. It's Tupac. It's what you've been talking about all night long. It's Tupac. What are you talking about, Bob? It's a Tupac.
All right, good, good.
Reality is wrong, Bob. Dreams are for real.
Tupac.
That's all I have, Bob.
All right, what's his dates? Born on Bloomsday, 1971. Passed on September 13. That's Flap's birthday, 1996. I know his mother was a heavy in the Black Panther Party. Okay, so that's it. Bert, you haven't got anything?
You got to be able to smile through the bullshit. Death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss in life is what dies inside while still alive.
I have a question, Bob. Ion, was Johann Kepler intuiting non-physical? Johann Kepler, with the solar gravitation theory, was he intuiting non-physical?
We have to just say yes. I don't think he had a clue, but yeah.
You also mentioned, I don't have a full question developed, but you said that molar mass is waning. Is that due to negative pH increasing?
Yes.
What was the noun? Moving mass? What did you say, Bert?
Molar mass.
Molar mass.
Molar mass is being affected by negative pH.
The grand hormonal change.
Too much Outer Kingdom stuff. Ask about yourself, Bert.
Now, when anybody else does that, they say, if you say one more thing about yourself, I'm going to mute you.
That's right.
You don't ask anything about
yourself.
Right. Let's talk about your penis.
Okay. Shoot.
Get something personal now. Is it working all right?
Yes, it's working all right. It's working wonderfully.
Good. Okay. Now, how about this balance then when you got to wake up in the morning? Now, you don't have to get up and pee in the night, and that's good, right?
Right.
But when you wake up, you got to go, right?
Yes.
Well, go.
Not all the time.
Well, that's good, because if you go all the time, then you're just a pisser.
Right.
But that comes in a balance. And if you notice when you start changing your regimen, you see you're so regimented, you do exactly the same thing all the time. You know that?
Yeah, I'm trying to change that, though, I am. I'm trying to change that because I heard you speak that.
Well, we know, but we keep harping on it. But guess what? It's good, though, because when you start shifting it, it might cause other things to change and line up. But you're gauging your reality based on what things that are in the pattern that you've already established. So in your cage or prison that you have put yourself in, you only know what the outside looks like based on what you're doing right now. You've got to change it. Is it a bird happier in the cage or outside the cage? Crazy damn Corbin saved the day. Believe it or not, that ridiculous little person, he saved you. Because he actually made it ridiculous, but made the point of you're trying to gauge your position from where you know. You can't do that. You've got to gauge your position from what you don't know. That's the only way you can know if it's the one that applies and right for you. Because, see, you've gotten yourself used to it. It's kind of like in hypocrite biology. You only know what you know because that's what you knew that you know that you knew. So that's what you know. See? So, see?
Yes.
So you got to shake it up a little bit. But see, Passover is coming. And Passover tells you that you got to take the bitter with the sweet. See, sometimes you got to rough it up. Sometimes you got to fight so you can have makeup sex.
Got you.
So how's your makeup sex lately?
It's going. It's okay.
That doesn't sound very refreshing.
No, but I work on that.
You know, maybe you're working too hard at it. Can we help? What is your fear?
Yeah.
What's the fear range that we're trying to get in? Are there erogenous zones that get invaded more than you like, or they don't know how to do it? Or do we need to send you somebody that so you can leave the money on the nightstand?
No, you don't have to do that. No, there's no fear.
Well, we don't mind. We really don't mind. No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
We want to separate the emotion from the coitus. It's not so connected. If you can do that, it might make it easier. What do you think?
You're right.
We'd much rather you be happy than us be right.
No, but I'm working on that, too. Your lecture just in the last 5 minutes has put a lot of things in perspective, Ion. Trust me. You know.
Yeah. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. And when you do that, then you'll have a better level of control. See, that's the issue is control. It's always been about control. Not about right and wrong. It's who's in charge, right?
Right. No, you're straight on.
You're going to have to experiment in larger levels outside of your normal comfort zone to find out if the zone you're in is comfortable.
Gotcha.
I mean, Lord, suffering cats, you got dogs and cats laying together. Do whatever you do, but get yourself out there, back into the real world, now.
Done.
Oh, isn't that nice, Bob? We're going to get his nut yet. Did you know it? We're going to get it right. This is me. Bob's got to wash his hands. Bob's got to wash his hands.
No, I wash my hands. I'm eating. Okay, very good, Burp. Let's see if Eli
has
some
questions. No, we just got to his penis. What about his butt? Did you want to talk about his butt, too?
You want to do your butt, Bert? Let's do Bert's butt. Okay. Bert's butt.
Your gluteus maximus. Let's talk about it.
It's stronger than it used to be.
Okay, your hip distension, still going to live with that forever, or are we going to do something about it?
Okay, give me something to do about it. I thought I'd been working on it.
Well, but you're still standing funny when you have that funny gait. You know, when you walk or back exercising and walking, the right foot seems to be heavier than the left?
Yes.
That's your hip. Your hip's out of line. It's like twisted, wrung out. So you need to have it adjusted, which means lay on your belly and have them lift your feet up towards your butt, and then you turn your face to the left and to the right and see which side's out of whack. One's up and one's down. Then they would lay you on the side of the table, take one leg up and one leg down on your side, and lean down on you to basically pop your hip back to even in your pelvis. And then you do your exercises. You know that exercise stuff that you like to do?
Yes.
Do you still like to do your exercises?
Yes, I do. I'm enjoying it. Thank you for that advice you gave me last year.
It helps, yeah. You know, sometimes when you're so pretty, it's hard to get laid. You know that.
Yes, yes, yes.
You scare them sometimes. See, you scare them because you're, like, unattainable. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so,
yes.
Go borrow a baby. If you tote a baby around, they just love that. It breaks that barrier down. Then you can get busy, busy, busy.
Okay. Hey, I am with a gospel tower help with my hip as well?
Say it one more time for Bob. He couldn't hear that.
The gospel tower.
Maybe. But see, you, everything we tell you to do, you do too much. And then you get all distended and messed up. So we don't like to tell you nothing no more because you go over the top with everything. So We say take one other step, you go get a rent an airplane and fly across the damn world and say, okay, I got one step, now I'm in another world. And we're like, no, we just said take one step. So the answer is yes, it could, but you're going to do it too much. So then it's too much. Now, okay, we don't like Yogi. Well, no, we like Boo Boo. We don't like Yogi. But you might do some stances where you do a yoga position like the inverted cobra. That might help. And then you take your foot and curl it up under you and make sure you can touch your nutsack with your heel. You can do that. You're doing good. No, I'm serious. Stretch until you can do that, and it will help. If you can put your heel to your scrotum, then you're even. You're level on each foot. Not at the same time one and then the other. And that's a stretching exercise that'll help you. That'll help once you get it in line. You need to get it lined up and then go with that. That'll help. That's fun. I'm glad. And the pecs are nice. You're doing a good job with that.
Thanks. But that helps from your rope-a-dope and the lats.
Hell yeah. Gotta get you a little back action going on. But it's okay. Just don't get looking goofy. You get disproportionate, you look goofy, don't you think?
No. Yes, you're right.
I mean, when you start having to have tailor-made clothes, then it's maybe a little much, do you think?
Yes, but I'm not there yet, and I won't be. That's what I was telling you earlier about. I didn't want to do too much.
We know, but some of us look at you and think you're already in too much, but you don't seem to agree. That's our point, you see. It's the bird in the cage or the bird out of the cage. You don't know until you know that you know. So we're just saying, so why can't we go like this? What if we just stay with cut and no gut?
Gotcha.
Does that work for you?
Yes, it works.
What can we do to help you?
Okay. Should I lighten up on my weights and increase my cardio?
No. Eat more meat.
I've been doing that, but I'll eat more. Should I eat more?
Well, you're already feeling better. Look at how you're feeling. Look at how you pop when you hit it, when you push through, when you get to that, when you max out. You don't max out. Have you noticed that?
Yes, that's a mind thing. That's a labyrinth thing.
It most certainly is not. If you're eating enough meat, you can do the work.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle.
You're very welcome. Okay, let's talk about your sleep time now. You ready for now? We're cutting into Roxy's hour pretty good, but we got to do a little bit. So let me see. How does it go now? Water. Let's see.
Sleep time. What does water have to do with sleep time?
Do you sleep?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, put it this way. I lay down and something happens and I get up. We'll put it that way.
All right.
But I do
okay.
Some people call it sleep.
Okay. Then that's fine. We're not going to war you because we don't want to war you. We might develop that a little more a little later. But sometimes you get up and you're tired. How does that work?
Yeah, but that's not prevalent. That's not frequent. That's just periodically.
Okay. Good. So there is some visceral tactility that you're working through. Okay, good. That's good. And we like that part. We don't mind that. So that feeling place, remember we told you about the comparison? That's something to compare.
Okay.
It's something to compare. Okay? Now, that was one thing. You get two more things. What else may we help you with?
My left knee just popped in yesterday where I have some interesting soreness. I don't have any cartilage.
Just spray. No. You don't need any cartilage. Use Renew. Put Renew around it. And then when that dries, take some magnesium and a spray bottle and the atomizer and just spray it and let it dry and spray it and let it dry. And there shouldn't be any pain. But you're taking enough Remag that you shouldn't have any hurting from your knee anyway. What's up?
It just happened yesterday. I mean, I haven't had it in a long, long time, but it just popped up yesterday. And
okay.
quite annoying. But it's okay now.
You know, this might be a precursor to what we were talking about, that you have to have some contrast to know what you like and what you don't like in comparison. That's what we're talking about, remember? He said you got to get out of your comfort zone, blah, 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 so you can feel it, you know you like it the other way. But that's how you do it. But now, let's do some, can you stand up, pull your foot up to your butt and hold it with your hand? You're basically pulling your quads. That's what we're trying to get you to do. That'll help take the pressure off the no cartilage knee.
All right. All right. I don't do that much. I need to do that. I need to do more of that.
Do it.
Okay.
Do more of that, or you're constantly going to kick your knee out. Okay, that's two things. What's the third thing?
My fingers.
Eat Brussels sprouts.
Wow, okay. I like Brussels sprouts.
That'll help your fingers. And stop popping them. Stop it. Don't say you don't do it. You're telling us. You don't have to convince us. Just don't pop your fingers, that's all. Or start popping them. And if you've never popped your fingers in your whole entire life, then we say start popping them.
Is there an element in the Brussels sprouts that helps the fingers? Can you give me what's in the Brussels sprouts, or is the overall Brussels sprout?
You need some iron.
The Brussels sprouts is enough?
No, but no one eats them, and you like them, so we said...
Brussels sprouts.
Eat them.
All right. Thanks.
Now that's
okay,
sweet,
very good,
that kind of leads into the things.
Thanks, Bob.
Did that actually help him, Bob?
Yeah, I think that helps him.
Yeah.
Why does he never talk to us anymore?
His schedule's off.
It makes us sad.
Okay, Ion. I will do my part to talk to you regularly, every week.
Okay.
I want to,
since you said that, prepare your Brussels sprouts with balsamic vinegar.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. A little salt and pepper.
Are you coming to a JW, Ion?
No.
Ion, can you give me a good chocolate chip cookie recipe?
2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 2 cups of hard-packed brown sugar, combine it in a bowl. Separate, cream together your sugar and your butter, and put that into the mix and work it into the flour. Work it down into a hard ball, really, really, really tight. You don't have to add any liquid. Just work that down into a hard, doughy batter. Put a little bit of cream, 2 tablespoons of cream, then add your morsels, your nuts, your chocolate chips, and then put a teaspoon of mocha in the mix. Work it down. Don't beat it to death. Set it into a log. Put it in the refrigerator or freezer to let it set. Oh, and 2 sticks of butter. 2 sticks of butters in that creamed into that flour and butter and sugar mixture. Put it in a log. Put it in the refrigerator till it sets up. Cut it into cookie-sized shapes, cookie-sized lots, and put them on your greased baking pan and bake them at 350 degrees for 12 minutes. They will be perfect. Make them with macadamia nuts. You'll cream your panties.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let's bring someone else. Thanks a lot, Bert. Good sport there, Bert, and having yourself x-rayed.
And you have a nice penis. We're proud of your penis, too.
Thank you, Ion. Makes me happy.
Okay, Eliza.
Oh, nice. You can't say that to everybody. You got to be real comfortable with your Ion knots when you start talking about their genitalia, Bob.
Okay, Eliza, get your eyes off Bert's penis and direct them at Ion and ask your question.
Hi, Ion.
That's right, honey. Look at our penis first. That's right.
Okay. I was reading a little bit about Nefertiti and the bust that was found. People were questioning the authenticity of it.
Did you get the Apollo La Paz straightened out on the chat?
Yeah.
Good. Sugar, don't call us out. We're going to get it every time, but it's all right.
I was on your side.
I know, but you'll spend so much of your time apologizing when you do it like that. So just go soft and easy with it. Take everything we do literal, and you'll come out perfect every time. And we appreciate it very much. But we didn't want to leave you in a conundrum like Collins at Dark Shadows.
Well, I'm glad we got that strained out. The bust of Nefertiti, is that the real bust, or was it something that Ludwig had paid someone to make?
Was paid to be made.
Was it paid to be made during Nefertiti's, like when Nefertiti was alive, or was it paid to be made just so it can be found as an artifact?
Well, a little of both.
Hmm.
Maybe Nefertiti never died. Did she transition on him?
Not yet.
So she's still here, even though the bust was made recently.
Mm-hmm.
KV35YL, that was Akhenaten's, or that is, or was Akhenaten's sister and wife.
No, that's Barnabas Collins.
Who, Aya?
That's Barnabas Collins.
No, I'm talking about the mummy KV35YL. Was that Nefertiti?
A version, yes.
A version.
Elijah, can you spell that slowly? KV?
KV35YL. So the YL stands for young lady. They found a mummy, but they couldn't figure out who it belonged to. The chest cavity was caved in, the mouth was caved in, and the right arm was broken off. And they also found the right arm, Ion.
You know, Bob, this is that Victor Lorette crap from the 1800s. Blah, blah, blah. They're thinking it's the mama of Tutankhamun Setamun.
Why is Eliza fascinated by this topic?
Because we said it in a stray, and she dug it out and made it into a moniker.
In my nightly travels, I also...
Been playing with the Book of the Dead again. That's what you've been doing, darling.
Again? I've been doing that before?
Yes. And that's okay, but you got to know what you're doing. You can't go around opening up doors and not shutting them. If you was raised in a barn, you'd know that you better close the barn door.
Was Smenkir the mysterious figure, the mysterious person who ruled after Akhenaten, was that really Nefertiti, or is that someone else?
Well, if you're going with the Tibetan version, yes.
So the Tibetans say that it was Nefertiti. What do you say? Was it really?
Yeah, Nefertiti? We agree with him. Mm-hmm.
On another topic, in Angel Speak, I call on Archangel Lucifer a lot, and I was wondering if there's been times where I didn't even have to call on them and things were done already.
Are you bragging or complaining?
I was trying to confirm, but moving on, I would like to see what Archangel Lucifer really looks like.
No, you don't.
I heard he was beautiful, though.
He is, and that's why we don't want to get you in trouble.
Hmm.
You're good, but you can't do it yet because he would overtake you because you would be just daunting. It's kind of like fucking a vampire. They'll overtake you. They're faster than you. You see, you don't want to do that yet. We'll get you pumped up. You'll be able to do it soon.
Is there something I could tweak to get my angel speak better?
Isaiah 14:12.
Can you tell me how source is related to non-physical?
They're both lib cliched archetypes.
How would Ion define non-physical?
The parts left from God.
How is orgasm related to Ion?
both fighting to get out.
Ion is fighting to get out?
Of course.
Because you want to become physical?
We don't want to. No, we don't. We don't want to at all. We want you to.
The wounds to Nefertiti's face and body, were they premeditated, or did that take place after she had, according to them, transitioned? Is Zion still there?
With their coups and their claws and the shadows, and they received the blessed dead to dwell with them. The heaven was situated in the sky, with the Egyptians believed to be like an iron ceiling. We were screaming at the top of our lungs. We were starting off when we were trying to get you to the abode of the blessed, and then Bob had us on mute and mash, and so we lost it all. So go to your next question.
Okay, next question. Akhenaten's cause of death is unknown. Did he really transition, or is he still alive?
The fields of Aru and Hatep.
Is that where he's at?
No, that's a person.
Do they have something to do with him transitioning?
Yes.
KV-55, was that Akhenaten?
No.
Oh, it wasn't. Will you tell me who it was?
The granddaughter of Sept-Ohep.
Oh, really?
That's S-E-K-S-H-E-T-H-E-T-E-P. Got it?
S-E-K-S-H-E-T-E.
S-E-K-H-E-T. And put a little hyphen, like a knee. And H-E-T-E-P.
Got it.
In the country of Bacta.
You've said that KV-55 proves ascension. So KV-55. So that's a female's tomb, mummy?
But see, when you stir Ra in, everybody has both. That he may pass over the sky like Thoth.
All right. Thanks, Ian. That's it for now.
Well, Nut's the female principle of Nu. She's depicted with the head of a snake surmounted by a disc, or with the head of a cat.
Which one is that?
Nut.
N-U-T? Nut. Was she one of the pharaohs?
N-U-T.
Was she one of the pharaoh's wives?
No, she's one of the principal gods.
Mm.
Found in the sacred text of the Book of the Dead.
I watched a video on Nefertiti, and after that, I just became so interested in it. And they were talking about other pharaohs and gods as well, so I probably look into that.
And Elephantine.
And who's that?
It's a place.
How is it significant?
Dwelt in Anui.
They dwelt in a what?
Anui.
What's Anui?
It's A-N-N-U. It's geography.
All right, well, let me see if I can quickly look that up.
We're just trying to get you on point so you can figure out the gods in the Book of the Dead. So you could compare them into Ra and Chew and Tifu. And, oh, don't forget Tough Nut. Tough Nut's pretty good. That's pretty fun. And Sabacube and Lanzone and the Travaux and Uskar and Osiris. Bob likes Osiris. Osiris shocks him in the butt with lightning. And Allset and Isis and Heru and Horus. Horus was a bad motherfucker, too. You can know that. And his brother Set.
I heard Pharaoh I-A-Y. He was a badass as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll
get you right.
All right, so I'll look into the information that you gave me. So
now, get back to this ascension. The proving the ascension is about the bone marrow. What you're trying to prove, you don't have to prove at all. But if you have to prove it, so you can say that it is. Well, why can't we just put an entry in the Wikipedia and let that be good enough? That seems to work with every other crazy thing we come up with lately.
Well, I'll only look in Wiki to get more info on it or to use it as a reference.
That's what we mean. We put you there, then we put it there, then we get you there, and then you get smart about it, and then you get smart about it, and then you know it, and then you got to find out something. The next thing you're telling us how it goes. That's the good essence of creation. It's kind of like when you get Matt. That's the wife of Thoth and the daughter of Ra. M-A-A-T. She's the one who sort of put it all together with Fat and Kamunu. Because Thoth was a rough dude. He said, get right, get left, get on with it. And then, see, you got to go from the physical to a moral point of view where marriage is the god or the word straight. That means right, true, real, genuine, upright, righteous, just.
How would they use KB-55 to prove ascension?
We haven't decided yet, but we're working on several things. What we're thinking of doing is letting them run just a straight DNA from two different parts and find that one of the bones didn't go with that set, that it was a different one. But then we didn't want to confuse them, and then they'll go another 1,000 years and say, nah, that was just dog shit. It wasn't a real mummy at all. So we had to be careful.
Right now, when they do the DNA testing on the bones of these mummies, is that accurate?
Is it accurate that they did it? Okay.
But no, is it accurate,
what?
The results?
They don't have any results. They don't give any results. They give assumptions. They say, well, this could be this if that was that, and this is that, and here, scrap, scrap, scrap. Listen to what they say. They don't know nothing. They say, the sky is blue, and this female was from this time era, and this was blah, 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 and had the genetic code of blah, 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 and had this of blah, 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 and blah. Then does not have a clue. They give suggestions, not commandments.
Are they going to come out with any type of technology where they can...
We haven't decided yet.
Are you
nuts?
They don't know
nothing. We may, but all they know is what Bob tells them, and he's been kind of quiet. She's been a little washfish lately. See, Bob's soon going to teach you about the powers of darkness and evil.
You are, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's coming up for postgraduate. Generally, the...
Yeah, he's going to love up Horus and Roth.
H-O-R-U-S and R-A, Horus and Ra.
Oh, and he's a good speller today. He's a little fast, though. Should we do it a little slower so everybody can
hear? No.
You do it too slow, Ion.
Oh, yeah, really? So we run away with it. Oh, we run away with it then. Okay, so we'll see if we can slow it down a little bit so that our unction can be more apropos.
Just ignore them, Eliza, for a second while I get the accounting.
They're dynasties. So they're dynasties and equivalents. And the XXX first and the XXXII third of the Book of the Dead. Bound on the coffins of XIX and XAA dynasties.
Yeah, you're going on.
The second with it. Oh, vignettes. Deceased and depicted as steering the crocodile and slaughtering of serpents, and the Tibetan and the Saute versions, several small chapters, the recitals of which drove away reptiles, and they are the most important of the XXXIX chapter, which preserved the diseased from the attack of the great serpent, Arpef and Arpel. That's where Van Cleef and Arpel came from. It was depicted with knives stuck in the folds. In the period of later dynasties, a service was performed daily in the temple with Akhmen-Ra and of that deed to deliver Sun God from assault. And then find each year on this occasion is accompanied by a ceremony with the wax figure of Atep was burnt in a fire. As the wax melted, though, the power of Atep was destroyed. Another name for Atep was Nak, N-A-K, who was pierced by the lance of an eye of Horus and made to vomit what he had swallowed.
Did they use the Book of Shadows
a lot? Book of the Dead?
I mean, Book of the Dead?
It is. Okay. And then you go in next section you go to the Devourer of the Dead.
So that was Ion reads from the Book of the Dead.
Ion, you were mentioning something about the bone marrow and the bones. What were you saying on that? Then you started another.
The new paradigm.
Dry bones.
But bone marrow wouldn't be in the dry mummy bones, right? That would be.
That would be incorrect.
What? Bone marrow would still be.
Yes, them bones.
Wow. So
even Osiris Plus Plus knew that. And all the hatred that UNAS had been brought down on them, and the evil words which have been spoken by the name, come, O Thoth, and take them to Osiris. Bring all the evil words which have been spoken and place them in the hollow of thy hand. Thou shalt not escape therefrom. Whosoever marcheth with his Ka. Horus marcheth by the Ka. Set Macheth at his Ka. Thoth marcheth with his Ka. Set marcheth with his Ka. Osiris marcheth with his Ka. Kamit Amati marcheth with his Ka. And Tetchet shall march with his Ka. Hail, Unisys, the hand of the Ka is before thee. Hail, Unisys, the hand of the Ka is behind thee. Hail, Unisys, the leg of thy Ka before thee. And Horus are for thee. O Osiris, and thou art for O Unisys, and have come and have brought thee into the eye of Horus, that thou may refresh thy heart herewith. I have placed it beneath thy feet and given to thee whatsoever hath cometh forth in the body, that the heart may not cease to beat through the want thereof. The voice shall never depart from thee. Thy voice shall never depart from thee.
Egyptian Book of the Dead again, Ion?
It still is. It's proving about the purification of the natron, that Horus purified with the natron to prove that the marrow residue is still in the interlining of those damn bones. This is going to be very repetitious because Bob's doing this in Ezekiel too, but we can't talk about that because he's got to make him some money checks.
Okay, we got a bunch of new people here.
What? New
wow.
people? We love new people.
And we got this.
That's amazing,
they taste
Ion.
Good.
Bob,
we taste them good. We taste
Ion?
Good with salt and lime.
Bob, did you hear what Ion said? Isn't that amazing that the bone marrow still exists in the bones after like 3,000 years?
Yes, that was pretty good. Let me write that in. Bone Marrow Thesis by Ion.
Okay, now here's how this goes. Here's how it goes. To the followers of Horus, this is that the steam priest would say, hear or offer perfume of the south, 3 grains. Repeat it 4 times. Hear, offer natron of the south. Hear, burn 1 grain of incense. Hear, bring the pest of Keth. Hear, bring 2 pieces of iron of the north and the south. And then hear, offer the agument of the north, the agument of the south. Hear, offer milk. Hear, offer 2 vases of milk. Hear, bring 2 black and white pitchers. Here, offer a cake. Here, offer 2 baskets of onions. Repeat it 4 times. Here, offer the cake. That's how you do it.
What is that ritual for?
Really?
Yeah, what's that a ritual for?
I mean, what is
are
that?
Making, really?
What, are they making bone broth ion?
No.
So it's indicating.
This is how you go through when you eat the den. We just told you before, this is where they all come through in Osiris, and it's the pattern for eating the dead, and how you melt the power away from people who are against you. We were talking about the powers of the dead. We were talking about consuming of the dead. We were talking about how to overcome it. We were talking about how to have your power. We were telling you what the ceremony that you go through to take them down, to smoke people. But that's what you were asking, so we thought we would tell you, but maybe not.
Well, thank you. So people want to get the power from the dead, too.
This scent is that which is distilleth from Horus. The scent is that which distilleth from Seth, and is that which stablished the heart of two Horus gods. Thou purifiest thyself with the Haru Shi. Thou purifiest with Natron, and Horus is purified with Natron. Thou art purified with Natron, and Seth is purified with Natron. They purified with Natron, and Thoth is purified with Natron. It goes all the way through all of those people. And this is how established among the gods, thy brethren, thy head is purified for thine with Natron. Thy bones are washed clean with water, and thou myself art made perfect with all that belongeth unto thee, O Osiris. I have given unto thee the eye of Horus. Thy face is filled therewith, and the perfume thereof spreadeth over thee.
Ion, what is Natron?
It's in the Book of the Dead. It's referring to a type of amino acid.
Is it like lysine?
Well, that's an amino acid, but it's not quite like that.
Is it an amino acid that's known to science or, oh, natron, naturally occurring mixture of sodium carbonate? Is it an...
Okay, Eliza, I'm bringing someone else in. Nancy, 619.
Okay, thank you.
You have something to say?
Okay, Na2CO.3, 10H2O.
Yeah.
Like soda ash.
Yeah, I see it.
Bicarbonate of soda. We're sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy. Or whoever you are,
hey.
With the 619.
Yeah, Bob, this is Mark Sweat, San Diego.
Hello, Mark Sweat in San Diego.
You were supposed to hear fucking weeks ago, months ago. What are you doing?
Months ago.
Listening.
Well, he took the long way home.
And
well, you know, I sent you...
Ion's all wrong or all right. Why didn't you call in earlier, Mark?
Well, I sent you a follow-up email saying that Friday night after I sent you the email, I came down with a runny nose and sore throat. And it took me about two weeks to get over it. And then the last 2 weeks, you know what I've decided for myself is if I start listening to the show, I'm less likely to call in because my questioning doesn't fit with the line of conversation. So
how do you know?
Not true. Not true.
But Ion, you know, lately all the conversation is on castles, electricity.
So,
that's only because they are in the asking place of asking the things they're interested in. But most of the things their interest came from conversation with us. So it may be a leading the witness, as it were, but laying this information out empirically so that you could then sift through it like you want to death. All is recorded. So you can go back and forth and back and forth. And then when it may or may not apply to you, it may or may not apply to you. But please, so join us now with your proliferated questions that would take us in a completely different light or venue. Bob, make notes. We're not doing this twice.
Okay. Hey, the first question is a personal one, and it goes back a year ago when you told me, you said, whatever you do, do not drink milk from a carton.
It'll grow hair on you.
In the right places or all the wrong places?
Well, that's up to you now, isn't it? Now we're negotiating.
Now, why would you tell me not to, then?
Because you don't want all that hair, do you?
No, I don't, no.
Well, exactly. So you'd end up like a werewolf with hair growing out your fingernails.
I actually stopped any milk consumption except for maybe a few ounces indirectly that's mixed in with other food.
Yeah, that's right. We're not talking about milk. You can have all the milk you want. You can suck the titty of a cow. It's all right with it. Just don't drink it out of a carton. That's all.
Right. Hey, what I want to go into is I want to review some of the stock and economic picks that you've had over the past year or so.
Yeah, we like that. This is fun. This will get us all the way up to the Book of the Dead. We love it. Go ahead.
And what I want to do is incorporate time into this because obviously it's a big factor. So,
no, it isn't. You say obviously it's a big factor. It most certainly is not. No factor in it whatsoever. None.
Okay, I won't preface anything.
No, you can preface everything. See, that's the thing. We're having conversation. You can have opinions, and we're going to address those, and we're helping you.
Okay, 18 months ago, you first mentioned Esso. You talked about at that time that it was going to split, and it's done very well recently. It's hit a 52-week high. But 3 weeks ago, you told Deb that by June 25th, it would be at 41.61. Does that apply to everybody?
No, it doesn't. But it didn't split because it went up. It held. Because they're still having progress. There's this thing, Georgia Power has this plant, Vogtle. It's a nuclear plant, and it's troublesome because they're doing an expansion, and the expansion is huge. But you see, 3 and 4 nuclear expansion, they're amazed at the achievements and milestones that have been made. But when you start moving 200 cubic meters or yards of concrete for the walls of the new shield, it's huge. And so it messes things up. And they don't want to cause a reactor problem or cause something that would force Georgia Power to pay down a dirigible. A dirigible is something that floats like a golden parachute. And if they get hit, it will affect negatively Mississippi Power and Light's to raise their bonds because Alabama Power has their bond referendum coming. All those are married together from the common stock that has held, which is the Southern Company itself. In good old Atlanta, GA. Isn't it amazing how it's the only energy company that seems to be making it? That Duke Energy hasn't fared so well now, has it?
No, it hasn't. And, you know, they're doing some really great things. They're really expanding into solar and carbon, what do they call it? Taking carbon.
They are wasting their time, but they are blessed because they are the vicissitude that we're to use. They're just burning up money, and that's all right. That's what it's for.
And you told Deb to hold that because of the dividend till Jesus comes back, which
so far, yeah.
Okay,
so
great.
Far.
Now, I did notice that Arthur P. Beattie and a few other officers are selling right now, but maybe they're required by their stock options to get rid of some of the stock.
They have to roll it because after a while you'll have from Kenner and some of the others they'll have too much because they know what it is. They're on the damn board. So if they keep rolling options that they have coming, they would literally, if they had a 10% buy down, could actually take 2 seats of the board, which is probably something even Warren Buffett would give his left nut for.
Now here's a question you may not want to answer. Will the stock split occur before or after Coldplay is released?
Before.
I got to move fast because Bob gets bored with this economic...
Fuck, Bob. He's been asleep all night long. You can do this.
Yeah, well, Mark, you're bringing in too many assumptions. Do not assume anything.
Okay,
It's not true.
Okay.
Well, that's the last time. It's not the same time. This is something different.
Next one... TTT. Back on July 4th of last year, a lot of people probably didn't pick this up. You were talking to Greenbrough about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There was a lull in the conversation before I think Mary McLuhan came in, and Bob was actually on the other line trying to dial her up. So
isn't Greenbrough, that fine? That woman can drink now. She got it drinking down to a science.
Now, Greenbrough and Dr. Carolyn were on the phone, and so you were just filling time, and you said the NASDAQ can't hold them all. Dr. Dean started pursuing that a little bit, and you said TTT, you know, Tom, Tom, Tom. And Greenbrough thought you were back on TPP, and so it never got addressed. So I did a little research on TTT. I bought some, and just for the archives, for the record, that when the 20-year and longer treasury paper gets sold, the price of the paper goes down, the yield goes up, and the TTT is a 300% inverse of the yield. So if bonds are selling, the TTT makes money. And it started off pretty well, and I'm trying to figure out, not that you made a bad call or an incorrect call, but shortly after that, that was on July 4th, a couple weeks later, I read where Goldman Sachs had written a paper saying that China had dumped $750 billion worth of treasuries. The number is now well over $1 trillion. And in my way of thinking, that TTT should have gone up.
Yes. The problem is Malaysia, Peru, and Singapore. That's the problem. Now, there are 12. First is Australia, Brunei, Canada, whatever that is, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, USA, 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 and believe it or not, Vietnam.
They're buying it?
No, that's who's involved. Those are your signatories. And there's your problem. You're right. It should have flipped, and you should have done well. But until they come back, money is too loose, and there's too much turmoil, so it can never land. And even if it lands, it's going to blow up.
Should I just sell it at a loss and move on?
Why don't you hold it until you break even and then get out?
Okay. My break even was 41.18, I think. And it hit right there, and I thought, well, now it's going to move through that 41 point, but it didn't. It went the other way.
Don't lose. Don't make crazy presumptions of things you know nothing about. With stray words, we say on cash flow, payday, rib rod, yeah. Bob's little machinations of an unrequited mind, but either way, you've got to be soft about this because it's not even in force.
Okay. Well, I took a small buy on it, so it's not hurting me that much.
When they kick in the barrier in tariffs, it's going to absolutely become the state disputed settlement mechanism, and it's going to go through the roof. It's just like we said, it'll be 300 times your money. But you've got a problem. You got a problem. You got a problem. The participating country has to negotiate amongst the 12.
Yeah.
That leaves China out. China, you notice, was auspiciously not inclusive here.
Right.
But that's okay. They're bringing the new carbon. We love the new carbon. It's so good.
It's fun to hear you ask these technical questions, to hear ION perform. You're impressed with ION's acumen or ability to talk back to you?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, who else has got this kind of access? Not that ION helps you make money, but... he brings in... So what... He just talked about some interesting points there. The money can't land. That's McLuhan's point. You know, the
because
money
of
can't
a scene.
Land. That's
because
the
of a scene. A-S-E-A-N. A scene. They already have trade agreements. That's blocking it.
Yeah, that's... LaRouche writes about a scene. That's a trade agreement. A-S-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Aren't they trying to land? Does the scene want it not to land?
No, this is a put, Bob.
Yeah.
This whole thing is a put. It's so when everything gets fucked up, it's a way to unfuck it. That multi-parties and sectors can negotiate amongst themselves. Within the RCEP and the TPP, they're both in this pitching and catching game. But now it's fixing to get interesting because you're talking about 1.1% of GDP. All of a sudden, now you're having a different conversation, eh?
This is the last time I'm going to bring up silver because... you know, I've mentioned it a number of times, and so I'm just going to move on.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Oh, no, this is Easter. No, you got your holidays all wrong. You can't talk about silver. It ain't Christmas.
You don't want to talk about silver?
No, we can. We can. We can. But it'd be like Christmas in March.
Okay, I'll think about what that means. You know, we talked, or you talked, March 1st, a year ago, about J.P. Morgan losing control of the 43% of the trades of silver.
They did. They have.
They lost control?
They have. It's gone.
So we're going to see a future something happen?
Yeah, but see, everybody's running to it because everybody thinks, even damn Neil Bortz from Coral Gables thinks that everything's going to crash into the milky, milky sea. But
yeah.
See, you're talking about a kilo price of $490.62. So it's actually low, 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 $15
right.
an ounce. And it's going to move, there's no question. But see, you got to go back. You got to go back. It's the lowest point that it's been in 5 years.
All I've noticed is that this whole time, J.P. Morgan has been accumulating silver as they
hard.
Have. Yeah, big time, in their own trading account, personal account. And so they're obviously, they have their thumb on the market. And
they do not have their thumb on the market. They're trying to hedge their bet. They have bought 72 tons of silver.
I thought it was in the hundreds of, well, I'm thinking ounces, but I'll have to convert that.
No, tons, tons.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to move on to...
No, stop. You finally asked a question about silver. Are you asking, should we buy, hold, or sell silver today? That's your question?
Well, see, I'm holding because, you know, you might remember, in fact, the last time I talked to you, I actually sold a big chunk. But I still have another chunk of physical silver. And so I'm just going to hold on to that. And
won't hurt a thing. It'll go up, and when it caps, pop it. When it gets when it bumps, would you take $116 an ounce for it?
I sure will.
Okay, well, hang on then.
It's funny you mentioned that number, a three-digit number. You remember in the 70s and 80s, there was a commercial with Bo Jackson. It said, Bo knows. Bo knows football,
yes.
Bo knows baseball. Okay, well, there's a new Bo on the scene. He's a market prognosticator, and he claims that he's interpreted the Bible and dates and cycles, and he's predicting that in 2016, silver will hit triple digits. And gold will double, and then because we've entered this Jubilee year starting in September of 2015, my first question is, do you agree with that, that we're in a Jubilee year?
We are, but you have to check with Callie first to make sure that you can get to Bo.
Check with Callie. Can you elaborate on that?
Callie's who runs Bo.
Okay, I'll have to think about that and digest it. So,
well, you're sitting here talking about Bo, okay? That's what you're talking about. Well, you can't get straight to Bo. You have to go. You got to check with Callie.
Oh, I thought you said bowl. B-O-W-L. I'm sorry. Okay.
Bo, you were talking about Bo knows.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you can't get to that. You have to do that vis-a-vis Callie.
Now, can you give me a little information on Callie?
It too sleeps with the great big bow. He's a great big Schwarzenegger.
Well.
Went to school in Jackson.
Jackson, Mississippi?
Mingo Bible Institute.
Okay, well, I'm going to move on from there. Hey, here's a question for you. You know, Bob's been talking a lot the last few months about Frank Zappa. And,
talking? Does Bob talk? Can Bob learn to talk? We've been trying to work with him so long.
Yeah.
We're so glad to hear that he can now enunciate. We're trying to get him to talk right, but that's not been going very well. But
yeah.
I'm so glad. Bob, make a little note. Let's see. 37. Bob has mastered enunciation skills. did.
Right.
Elocution. And then put in an elocution. How is his syntax lately? Is it any good? Bob really likes it when you talk about him mostly.
Well, I don't have anything on Bob right now, but my question is...
Then why are you talking about Bob? You keep talking about Bob, but you don't have anything to say. Now you're starting to sound like Bob. We just talk about Bob to be talking about Bob. You don't have to know anything Bob doesn't. You don't have to say anything Bob doesn't. You don't have to do anything Bob certainly doesn't, but nervously washes his hands after every break. But even so, then what happens is you have to bring it back to Bob into the mystery landscape so you can bring it back to the four bodies. The four bodies have to make a hectad, a hectad, a hectad, so that you can bring a pentad to completion. And then if you do it right, you get to sleep with the android meme.
Okay.
Have you ever nutted with the android meme?
I don't think so.
Well, you should. That's where it starts.
Maybe I have.
Well, there you go. There you go. It's guttural. It comes from the bottom of the belly. It's very, very amazing.
Right.
It's good. It'll curl your toes.